Our gospel for today gives us an image of who God is, a loving and merciful God, a God who hears our prayers and needs. So Jesus Christ heard the prayer of the two blind men and begged for his mercy and compassion. The word mercy literally means sorrowful at heart. But mercy is something more than compassion, of heartfelt sorrow at another's person's misfortune. Compassion empathizes with the sufferer, but mercy goes further. It removes suffering. A merciful person shares in another person's misfortune and suffering as if it were their own. In one of the Sunday Angelus of Pope Francis, he said, "Mercy towards a human life is a state of need, is the true phase of love." This is the invitation of Jesus to us today as we prepare ourselves for his coming, this season of Advent. We can say that we are ready to meet him when we recognize him in others, especially those who are in need, those who are shouting, "Have mercy on us." So when two blind men approached Jesus, he questioned their earnestness. "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Jesus put them to the test, not to rebuff them, but to strengthen their faith and trust in God's mercy. He touched their eyes, both to identify with their affliction and to awaken faith in them. Their faith grew as they responded to his word with confident hope. Jesus restored their sight, both physically and spiritually, to the reality of God's kingdom. Faith opens the way for us to see the power of God's kingdom and to experience his healing presence in our lives. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of blind spots in our lives, and we also need to shout, "Have mercy on us, Lord." So let us recognize his power and mercy and the needs for his forgiveness and healing, and transform us as we put hope and trust in him. Have mercy on us, O Lord.